In Buffalo, police reported 9 overdoses with 3 fatalities. There were 4 fatalities delivered to the ME. It's not certain these were overdoses, only suspicions. It won't be certain for at least a month as toxicology tests continue on Grider Street. Medical examiner Dr. Gail Burstein says it was bad, although the weekend total was lower than it might have been in 2016, the worst year of the crisis, when 301 people died. Last year, the final total will probably be under 200. Dr. Burstein says the suspicion is there was something bad out there.
It was something very lethal. That's why there are such a high proportion of deaths. You know, unfortunately, you know, we can see that sometimes. A product comes in to our area, to the streets, people sell it. I mean, there's no way to know what the actual contents are. And so it's always Russian roulette when people buy drugs off the street.
It may be a while until the medical examiner or County Central Police Service's toxicologist can identify what's out there. Dr. Burstein says an array of efforts, from more treatment to Narcan to keep people from dying on the spot, to more education on the risks of opioid abuses, is cutting into the situation, as is stricter control on prescriptions of opiates. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.